here we are on a Wednesday afternoon. It seems like we haven't had Joel in just to sort of talk about sport for a little while, but we should do it because, you know, otherwise he feels like he's not doing anything around here.
It's because I don't do anything around here. This is all I get to do.
So we better do it, you know. We've even got a theme here. You know that theme that you made, that you did, and that thing that I'd never play?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to play
it. You can't find it.
Should I play it?
If you want.
All right.
Hey, pass me the B-ball. Watch this. Hey, watch me dive in the water. Now watch me ride this bike.
Whoa, I'm fast.
Did you get all these sound effects yourself? Cricket. Like, did you just go down and,
cricket.
And get them from the
okay,
racetrack?
Okay, now throw me that golf stick.
Nice shot.
Thanks. And now lawn bowling. Bowls.
Yep. These are all sports I do through the week.
Yeah.
Lawn bowls and 10-pin. I can't remember what else I said in that thing. Basketball.
There was motor racing as well.
Oh, yeah, there was a car.
Yeah.
I don't think
we've ever talked about motor racing once.
It's because I don't know anything about it. It's not even a sport. Whoa. I mean, we've argued. No, we have because I've argued that it's not a sport. And you've said, no, it is.
Yeah.
Not a sport if you're just sitting there. Otherwise, when I was a delivery driver, I was just the fittest person in the world.
Oh, really?
When I worked for Domino's.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why are you fit?
Like my first try. Because I was driving. And it's a sport. So obviously I'm very fit. It's not a sport.
I thought maybe you were running to deliver pizzas or riding a bicycle or something. You were just being sarcastic.
Yes.
You're very good at that.
Thank you.
Hi, Joel. Welcome back.
Hello.
Did you hear our attempts at doing sport last week?
Yeah. I did listen. And I don't know if anyone was listening. Probably not because I wasn't here. You guys took the piss out of me, something fierce.
Oh.
Poor Joel was off for reasons. He was sick or whatever. I don't remember. I just wasn't here.
Right.
And you picked on me.
Well, you weren't here.
And I had to listen to it.
We can say what we want when you're not here. You can't even defend yourself. So it was quite entertaining.
I was sending you all a lot of messages.
Yeah, you were. We were ignoring them all.
Thank you. Should we actually talk about sport
today? Oh, okay, Joel. Jeez. Such a taskmaster.
I know.
Where are we going to start?
Well, let's start by talking about the amazing work the Matildas have done.
Zomg. Yes. Amazing.
What was that?
Zomg. You know, you go Zomg.
Oh, Zomigod.
Yeah, Zomigod. I just go Zomg. That's just the thing I do. Sorry. I'll stop that now. Yeah, amazing, amazing. They killed it in the Champions Cup.
Tournament of Nations.
Tournament of Nations.
Very close.
Yeah.
It's the inaugural, first ever one.
Yeah.
I actually can't even think of how many teams were in it. It was us and, well, I know we played America first. It was in America.
Yeah.
We beat them on home soil, I think 1-0.
Yeah. Yes. That was a huge start and we were like, whoa, this is
fantastic. Yeah, because I don't know if we'd ever beaten them before, so it was a big thing for us.
That's right, and they beat us in the Olympics, didn't they?
Yeah, and I want to say they're world number one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say they are. Doesn't matter. You can check. Then we played Japan. We beat them 4-2.
Yeah.
And then we just smashed Brazil in the final 6-1.
I just couldn't believe that score. I looked at it and went, "Wait up, is that real? Like, is that a typo?"
Exactly.
I mean, I'm to be honest, I'm not actually sure how good Brazil women's team is as compared to the men's, which we know is very good. But I'm presuming the Brazil women's team.
I think they are quite good. I remember them beating us in the World Cup, and it was heartbreaking. But so congratulations to the girls.
Yeah, very cool.
They have done us very proud, and they are by far the best soccer team we have. You know, men or women.
Yeah.
So
and those backflips that Sam Kerr was doing.
Yeah.
She scored like a hat trick, I think, in the Japan game, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
And she's just like spinning around. There was some awesome photos of that.
That's the thing about that team. You watch them and they look happy to be there. Like, they're always smiling. They really want to play. They're very energetic and way better than the men. That's what I'm saying.
Pick up your game, in other words, men, or you're basically done.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to watch women's soccer from now on.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
This week also saw Brazilian soccer player Neymar take out the biggest ever transfer fee.
Oh, my God.
Fee.
So much money.
So he's gone from Barcelona to PSG, which is Paris...
Saint-Germain. Yep.
Thank you, Saint-Germain. Now, I'm trying to find it pricey. What was the price? I've written it down and I've lost it. It was $263 million. That is more than double the previous biggest transfer fee.
It's also more than double the postal plebiscite.
Yes, it is.
Which, if you put that in perspective, is... No, I won't get back to that rant. That's ridiculous. $200 and whatever million.
Yeah.
Is that like a fee he gets... yearly or
I think so. I think it's
weekly,
like,
or?
It turns out to be 336 million a year for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, just trying to do the maths. That sounds about right.
So we're talking about, I mean, I can't, I'm just trying to do the maths as well, but it's probably something like $700,000 a week or something like that.
Yeah.
That's how much he's getting paid just to play soccer.
In Paris. For a team who, I mean, you're going from Barcelona. Now, why would you leave Barcelona? I understand it's a lot of money. Why is he want to leave?
Because there's always so many superstars at Barcelona.
That's what I think as well.
They pay everyone great money and it's a great culture and everyone loves being there. But at the end of the day, if you want to stand out as a player, you've got to go to a team that's not as good.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can...
They can build around you.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Barcelona has Messi... Right, and he's the number one player in the world. Yeah. So you're always going to be sort of second fiddle in that team.
Yeah.
So good on him. He's like 25-year-old. So.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, mental.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wanted to talk about the EPL, which is going to start.
Yeah, just
and
quickly.
So, I know nothing about EPL. Firstly, it's English, right? I know that. I know about England.
They call it British Premier League, in fact, now, because it's not just England who plays. You know, there's a Welsh team.
Okay.
Welsh teams can play. But that's only Wales, actually. I don't think any other team can play. But, it is the British Premier League, English Premier League. The season starts this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was trying to look at was, it's the same every year. Like, you got the top sort of 6 or 7 year teams. You got Man City, Man U, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool, Everton. Like, that's pretty much the same. Except for that year that Leicester City came on and just shocked everyone,
mm-hmm.
which is like an anomaly. I'm sure it didn't happen. I think it was just a blip.
It was.
In this time-space continuum. But but every year it's pretty much the same top 6 or 7. But it's just a matter of which order. So I guess... You sort of ignore that part of it. Like, I'm a Liverpool fan and I want them to win one of these days, and they haven't won forever. But you sort of, it's part of it is just seeing what the other teams can do and who can sort of maybe break some of that stranglehold they have and maybe beat some of those top teams and get a chance to get up there. That's why when Leicester won, it sort of rejuvenated the league a bit and everyone went, oh, wow, it is possible to beat these big teams. But then, of course, it just went back to the same thing again last year and, you know, Chelsea, blah, 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 boring. But one of the exciting stories of this year is there's a brand new team that's been promoted into the Premier League who's never played the Premier League before.
Okay.
And I think we go back about 10 years. They were on the verge of being relegated from Division 4. Now, Division 4 is 5 divisions below Premier League. You've got like Premier League, Championship, Division 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
And if you get relegated from Division 4, you basically aren't like an actual affiliated English football club anymore. You become like a regional...
Park football.
You know, like, yeah, park. And they were one game off being relegated in 10 years ago, and now they're about to debut in the Premier League for the first time.
Oh, that's
so
a
in
good 10 story.
Years, they've come all the way up from the bottom right up to the top league, which I think is a really cool story. It's Brighton, and Brighton, which is down on the beach, Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yeah.
So they not only are getting in the top league, but they've got an Australian goalkeeper in Matt Davis.
Oh, okay.
Matt Ryan, who's is left from Valencia to go to Brighton, and with the opportunity to play in the Premier League, you know, for a new club, I think he was going to take it. So really exciting to see what happens there. And I always like going for those underdog teams, the ones that get promoted. And, you know, so the other promoted teams, you've got Huddleford and you've got Newcastle, who are back in the top division, who went down last year and then come back up again. You know,
okay.
It happens a lot of those teams.
Yeah.
So do you have any club that you support?
No. I know very little about the EPL.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway.
I'll have to start following someone. Maybe I'll follow Brighton.
Go for Brighton.
Yeah.
You can tell us all about them. You can what they're doing everywhere.
Okay.
look at him though. He's rolling his eyes. I can't do that. What happened to the good old Usain this week?
Yeah. So, the world's greatest sprinter,
mm-hmm.
as he's, I guess, always going to be known, was beaten in his final ever race, his final ever 100-meter sprint.
He did a Don Bradman.
Now, he was beaten by Justin Gatland, who is well known for being the drug cheat from America twice over.
Twice.
Not once, twice.
He got banned for like 5 years at one point.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
The fact that he's still allowed to compete is ridiculous. He got booed when he came out. He got booed when he won. So you forget about him. Usain Bolt actually finished third behind another guy whose name was Christian Coleman.
Yeah.
Who I guess technically really should have been the winner.
We're talking about Usain Bolt. I think he's 35 now or 32 or something.
Something.
Like, I feel like I didn't realize he'd been around for as long as he has.
Well, really, his he sort of since about 2008. So yeah, actually, a long time.
He's 30. Sorry, not 35. 30. He's 30 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, yeah, his first major meet was in 2008, and ever since then, he's just taken out golds.
Yeah.
And, actually, getting bronze, he was like, does this colour even exist? I've never seen it before. It's good. Anyway, so he's retired now. He's no more sprinting. What do you think he's going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you might go on the media.
Yeah, he probably would.
Oh, he'd be like endorsing things. You know, he'd get enough money. He wouldn't have to do anything.
I think this is a good chance for him to eat a lot of hot chips.
Yeah, I do that anyway. Is that why I'm not a world-class sprinter?
That could be it.
Damn. I have to stop laying off the chips. And the NRL, we're getting close to the end of the season.
Yeah, only four rounds to go.
Ooh, boy. And it's a battle for the spoon for your Tigers.
Oh, come on. We're not talking about the spoon. We're talking about the top eight.
Damn. I wanted to talk about the spoon.
No. No one cares. The bottom eight, no one cares, all right? It doesn't matter where you come. You're just the bottom eight.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about my Eels then, who are top five right now.
Yes. Look, the Eels have really, really surprised, I think, a lot of people. Yeah. They're definitely playing great football. They lost Clint Gutherson a couple of weeks ago. Didn't even matter. They're still playing really smart footy. Mitch Moses, it's killing me to say this, but he's playing really well.
Yes, he is. Joel, thank you for giving him to us.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it.
Thanks for giving us Clint Gutherson. I would have loved that swap.
Especially on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are playing fantastic. You got, what, I think three home games remaining out of the four, something like that?
I think three games at ANZ. We've got one away at Brisbane.
Yeah.
And we've got Newcastle this week, who just
Newcastle are playing
pretty well.
Two wins in a row, which they haven't done since, the 90s. I think, so there's 10 teams with the possibility of making the top eight. Mm-hmm. Saints and the Raiders are both out of the eight and still can make it. Now, the thing is, Panthers pretty much hold their position, who are in eighth, in the palm of their hands, because they are going to play Saints and Canberra in the next couple of weeks.
So they win both those games.
They're pretty safe.
And the Bunnies can't make it now. I think they probably could.
I don't even think they could because teams around them will play.
So the Bunnies don't even make the finals this year. Warriors don't make it. Bulldogs don't make it. But it's been quite a surprising looking that. And the Sharks are still up there, top four. And it's also Storm. Who can beat them? I don't even know.
The Storm, to me, just look unbeatable.
It's a bit scary.
I think if they win this weekend, they take out the minor premiership no matter what.
Oh, really?
Wow. I think it's that sort of...
All right, well, we'll count it down, see what's going on in the next few weeks, and then start looking at the finals makeup. I'm hoping the Eels get a home semi-final, which would be awesome.
Well, it'll be at ANZ, so...
Yeah. We've won 10 of the last 12 games there or something.
You have.
Yeah. So it used to be a bit of a graveyard for us.
Yeah, a lot of ghosts, but now it's...
we've dismissed the ghost of those...
The past.
...old coaches we've had in the last 5 years.